Well, apparently Fudge has been storming round the ministry checking that nobody's having any contact with Dumbledore, said George.
Dumbledore's name's mud with the ministry these days, see? Said Fred. They all think he's just making trouble saying, you know who's back.
Dad says Fudge has made it clear that anyone who's in league with Dumbledore can clear out their desks, said George.
Trouble is, Fudge suspects Dad. He knows he's friendly with Dumbledore, and he's always thought Dad's a bit of a weirdo because of his muggle obsession.
But what's this got to do with Percy? Asked Harry, confused.
I'm coming to that.
Dad reckons Fudge only wants Percy in his office because he wants to use him to spy on the family and Dumbledore. Harry let out a low whistle.
Bet Percy loved that.
Ron laughed in a hollow sort of way.
He went completely berserk. He said loads of terrible stuff. He said he's been having to struggle against Dad's lousy reputation ever since he joined the ministry, and that Dad's got no ambition, and that's why we've always been, you know, not had a lot of money. I mean,
what?
Said Harry in disbelief, as Ginny made a noise like an angry cat.
I know, said Ron in a low voice, and it got worse. He said Dad was an idiot to run around with Dumbledore, that Dumbledore was heading for big trouble, and Dad was going to go down with him, and that he, Percy, knew where his loyalty lay, and it was with the ministry. And if Mum and Dad were going to become traitors to the ministry, he was going to make sure everyone knew he didn't belong to our family anymore. And he packed his bags the same night and left. He's living here in London now.
Harry swore under his breath. He'd always liked Percy least of Ron's brothers, but he had never imagined he would say such things to Mr. Weasley.
Mum's been in a right state, said Ron dully. You know, crying and stuff. She came up to London to try and talk to Percy, but he slammed the door in her face. I don't know what he does if he meets Dad at work. Ignores him, I suppose.
But Percy must know Voldemort's back, said Harry slowly. He's not stupid. He must know your Mum and Dad wouldn't risk everything without proof.
Yeah, well, your name got dragged into the row, said Ron, shooting Harry a furtive look. Percy said the only evidence was your word and, I don't know, he didn't think it was good enough.
Percy takes the Daily Prophet seriously, said Hermione tartly, and the others all nodded.
What are you talking about? Harry asked, looking around at them all. They were all regarding him warily.
Haven't you been getting the Daily Prophet? Hermione asked nervously.
Yeah, I have, said Harry.
Have you, been reading it thoroughly?
Hermione asked still more anxiously.
Not cover to cover, said Harry defensively. If they were going to report anything about Voldemort, it would be headline news, wouldn't it?
The others flinched at the sound of the name.
Hermione hurried on. Well, you'd need to read it cover to cover to pick it up. But they mention you a couple of times a week.
But I'd have seen.
Not if you'd only been reading the front page, you wouldn't, said Hermione, shaking her head. I'm not talking about big articles. They just slip you in, like you're a standing joke.
What do you...
It's quite nasty, actually,
said Hermione in a voice of forced calm.
They're just building on Rita's stuff.
But she's not writing for them anymore, is she?
Oh, no, she's kept her promise. Not that she's got any choice,
Hermione added with satisfaction.
But she laid the foundation for what they're trying to do now.
Which is what? Said Harry impatiently.
Okay, you know she wrote that you were collapsing all over the place and saying your scar was hurting and all that.
Yeah,
said Harry, who was not likely to forget Rita Skeeter's stories about him in a hurry.
Well, they're writing about you as though you're this deluded attention-seeking person who thinks he's a great tragic hero or something,
said Hermione very fast, as though it would be less unpleasant for Harry to hear these facts quickly.
They keep slipping in snide comments about you. If some far-fetched story appears, they say something like, a tale worthy of Harry Potter. And if anyone has a funny accident or anything, it's, let's hope he hasn't got a scar on his forehead, or we'll be asked to worship him next.